The new Classical FM is presenting Ensemble Masque in Rhodes to Bach. You're invited to take in the euphoric chemistry of this renowned international Baroque supergroup in a rare Toronto appearance, November 26, 7:30 p.m. at St. Thomas's Church. That's 383 Huron Street. Masque will perform Bach's beloved Orchestral Suite No. 3 and unveil all the previous generation inspirations behind it with insights from the stage given by the new Classical FM's own Kathleen Kajioka, who, of course, is a member of Ensemble Masque playing the viola. For tickets and information, visit the website bemusenetwork.com. Once you're there, click Explore, and you'll find the concert tickets right there, very easily accessible. Joining the Oasis here this afternoon as Ensemble Masque gets set to go out on tour, it is Kathleen Kajioka. Welcome.
Hi, Mark. So nice to be here.
Great to be with you. It has been a year back on the road for the ensemble.
Yeah, actually, my first concert back with them was almost exactly a year ago. Finally got to travel. It was a bit scary still.
Of course.
You know, and that mask on the plane and all kinds of vaccine mandates and documentation and everything. But we, you know, have been able to make it happen.
And some nice locations too. You've been in France.
Yeah, we've been in France. We were in Romania. We've been in Belgium. Oh, yeah. We had a big tour of Holland in May as well.
Pretty good. Some exotic locations, not necessarily just big city centers. You've been able to go to smaller regions as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we were in a small town that experienced the Tour de France Femme, the first women's Tour de France in 30 years, pass through this tiny town.
That is historic and also incredible to see.
Yeah, it was a nice bonus, I have to say.
I do love hearing about your travels, so it's really, really great. Remind us what this group set out to do when it was originally conceived.
Well, you know, the Baroque era is such a lively one, and it's so theater-based, and the whole idea behind Masque, it's referring to the old English theatrical entertainment known as the Masque, which was a blend of music, theater, and dance. And we don't necessarily do theater and dance, although sometimes we do, but just in the spirit of the music, we try to have that three-dimensional delivery.
How does that direct your repertoire?
That's an interesting question.
Because it does feel specific. Every time I see either a concert or a recording, I feel like I don't know if I necessarily knew about this specific set of works or what have you.
There is such an incredible range of repertoire, a lot of which doesn't get played very often. And that's what we tend to find the most exciting to do, because it's discovery for us and we get to know different voices from the past. It's also it also has to do with the composition of our group. It's six incredibly strong players, and we want everybody to have something interesting to do. So if we played like Vivaldi, great for the violin, not so great for everyone else, right? A lot of the music that we do, it has a wonderful balance, and we can engage in a very vibrant six-way dialogue. That's what we love the best.
And I like that democracy that happens where we are looking to fulfill, you know, nourish everybody involved, which is great. If you're just joining us, Kathleen Kajioka and an Ensemble Masque will be in performance November 26th, 7:30 p.m. at St. Thomas's Church, 383 Huron Street in Toronto. Tickets and information at the website bemusenetwork.com. Click Explore. Once you're there, you'll find this specific concert, and it is Rhodes to Bach. Now, earlier this year, Ensemble Masque released a new Bach Orchestral Suites album, and now this concert, it does feature the Orchestral Suite Number 3 is something of a finale. So are these in tandem? Is that what we're thinking here?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. You know, you come out with an album and it is a lot to sort of support the concert, support also the identity of the group.
Right.
And it's also repertoire that now we're playing a lot. And that Orchestral Suite Number 3, that's the best known one. It has the famous air in it and other movements that I'm sure people will recognize or know without even realizing they know.
We're about to play a section, literally an Ensemble Masque recording.
Fantastic. Yeah. So, and it's a great piece of music, and he's drawing on the whole idea of a French dance suite. So there are all these dances, but Bach being Bach, he fills them in his own unique way. So in this program, we're actually going to begin with an earlier French style dance suite by the man who brought French style to Germany, which was Georg Muffat.
Okay.
So everybody gets to hear what this container was before Bach got his hands on it.
Interesting. I mean, Bach was really shackled to the church for so much of his career. Do we feel like the orchestral suites were his chance to maybe expand his horizons a little bit? I mean, we know the Brandenburgs were like that.
Absolutely. Well, no, these were written before he was shackled to the church, right, when he was working for the prince in Curtin, Prince Leopold in Curtin.
Right.
And so he didn't have to write any church music during that time. He got to write all these kind of party music, orchestral music. The Brandenburg Concertos are also from that time.
Right.
So he did, when he was in Leipzig, go back and revisit them and make some changes and that kind of thing. But yeah, definitely pre-church Bach.
You are going to be our guide that night. You're going to take us through these other works that definitely were an influence on Bach and got and took this music, eventually landing at the orchestral suites.
Yes, because it's so rich. For us, it's very familiar and so obvious why it's incredible. But for other people, it just might be a foreign territory. So I'm really excited to actually open up what this music does and what is so, like, literally awesome about it.
And I'll point out, too, not only are you the voice of the TSO and a member of this ensemble, host here at the New Classical FM, but teaching is a big part of your life. And so you're explaining these types of connections a lot in your life, aren't
That's
you?
That's true. It's true. I'm teaching young musicians all about this stuff. So it's fun to do it with the general public.
Yes,
too.
It is.
You don't have to get so nitty-gritty detail or worry about their bow direction or anything like that.
Often when you're at this point where you're actually displaying all the hard work, you're starting to think about the next project. I'm wondering if Ensemble Masque is starting to think about what's next.
Yeah, we did actually in the summer record a new album of early Italian music, a cantata by Ligrenzi. It's quite phenomenal. In fact, we'll play a little bit of Ligrenzi on this program,
nice,
to Bach, because that Italian influence is there for sure. And I shouldn't forget, because next summer we're recording again and we're doing a concertos album, I'm going to be recording the Telemann Viola Concerto. So I'm gradually getting ready for that.
That's big.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Kathleen Kedzioka, thank you for this preview.
Thank you for having me.
Really great. And a note that you'll actually be here at Zoomer Hall in downtown Toronto for a live-to-air performance on the 25th as well. We'll get to more details on that in the days to come, especially if you're a Classical Club member. So maybe sign up at classicalfm.ca. Kathleen Kedzioka and Ensemble Masque in performance November 26th, 7:30 p.m. at St. Thomas's Church, 383 Huron Street in Toronto. Tickets and information, visit the website bemusenetwork.com. And you click explore there and you'll find the Roads to Bach concert. Ensemble Masque right here with Bach's Orchestral Suite No. 3 and part of the repertoire for this special night in a few weeks.